I will not touch the space bar. Everything is very sensitive over here.
Space bar.
Just like Ryan.
Very sensitive.
Very sensitive. Yeah.
Well, all of his senses are very sensitive because you can't see anything. Yeah.
My whole entire body, all of my skin, feels like the head of a penis after you've had an orgasm.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, bye.
All the time. That's what my skin feels like.
Oh, my.
Good for you.
I'm like, anytime anything touches me.
Stop touching it.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Stop, 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 stop.
What? I'm not touching you. It's just my clothes. It's just my skin.
Yeehaw, partners. It's time. Gather around the campfire for another episode of You Guys Are No Fun. My name is Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
Catch a ride, catch a ride.
I'm Ryan. I don't even have an accent.
The fuck you doing, partner?
This stuff's made in New York City.
What?
Get a rope.
I love New York City.
I don't have a lot of country.
I've never seen Bilton so tall, man.
You know, when I used to get real shit-faced, I used to have an accent, so hold on.
There you go.
You used to have an accent when you lived in...
Yeah, when I lived up on the mountain, up in Sholo. When I get drunk, I develop a drawl.
Don't believe it.
Yeah, tell you what.
I have family from Texas. In fact, I was born in Texas.
Oh, really?
Only two things come out of Texas.
Chesters and other and things.
Queers. Chesters and queers. And you don't look much like a Chester to me.
Oh, shucks. Gall darn it.
Gall darn it.
You got me. My name's not Chester, and I'm a queer.
Sorry, my name this whole time has been Richard.
You can call me Dick.
Yeah. Yeah, they say you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You're gross, Chester.
And these cream-filled eggs are rich.
Did I shut the music? I don't even remember doing that.
I don't remember doing that either.
I should play you off.
Well, time to hit the dusty trail, I guess.
Time to get on that Hershey Highway.
Gotta catch a ride on down the Hershey Highway.
Gay cowboy humor's the best.
Oh, man, my face hurts.
What's that? Tell us more, Dick.
Getting slapped in the face with penises.
He was a mountain of a man.
So what's been going on, Chester?
tell me all about your life.
What episode number are we on?
51.
Does it matter?
Yeah, sorry. Well, this is episode 51. Thanks for joining us.
No, it's not.
This is 52. I labeled it wrong because you didn't label the last one.
I didn't record the last one.
Oh, okay.
Wait, who? Yeah, you did.
I recorded the audio.
I need to relabel this.
Oh, that's right.
This is episode 53.
Is it?
Yes.
I missed two?
Episode 52 was nutting in these bitches.
That's when you were good. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
How old am I?
We didn't record last week.
I know.
Nutting in these bitches you weren't here for.
Right.
And then
we didn't record.
But yeah, we had the Nintendo Olympics.
But... What?
What? Really?
I fixed it. I fixed it on YouTube.
All right.
Hold on. Let's start all over.
Here we go.
Welcome to episode 53.
Yeehaw, partners. Welcome to another episode of You Guys Are No Fun. This is episode 52. I mean, shit.
Yes.
No more.
Oh, you know, I just been hanging out playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would have never guessed. From the drawl you seem to have developed.
That's my impression of the main character.
Is that what it is?
I'm Arthur Morgan.
This was a prime opportunity for me to talk like Sam Elliott for an hour, and I really just fucked it up.
Oh, it is. Yeah. This is prime.
I'm going to rob you, partners.
How funny would it be if that was the character's voice?
What if he sounded like the sheriff of Nottingham from that Robin Hood with like the fox?
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Oh,
tarnation, kind of. Yeah, it's like, who the hell is it? That would be Slim fantastic. I would love that so much. Well,
tarnations. We got to rob this here train.
John Marston, I'll be.
It's good stuff.
That is some
great game. American classic.
It
really is
all an instant American classic made by a studio based in England.
Yeah. Is Rockstar English?
I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit. I thought they were American. Nope. How do they capture American life so well? GTA.
GTA.
For movies?
That is exactly like, if you don't live in America, that's exactly.
Way off. Rockstar headquarters is in New York City.
Get a rope.
This game's made in New York City.
This game is made in New York City by people who know what video games should taste like. Wait.
Yes.
Play like.
Play like.
Get a wireless controller. No?
No. No. Sorry. Can I do this again?
Get a wireless controller.
Is that like all you, is that consuming all of your time?
Yes.
Did,
I've been playing it a lot.
What's your percentage?
No idea.
No idea. What's your brother, 48 doing, or something like that?
Oh, no, he's at 52.
I've been doing so much hunting.
Yeah?
Like, right, every time I'm on my way somewhere, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do this mission. I see all these animals, and I'm like, I have to
kill.
Craft things. There's so many things to craft.
Have to kill.
I have to hunt and get a perfect pelt.
Perfect. So what, do you got to hit him like right in the eyeball?
Pristine? Is that what it is? Like
perfect.
Is it perfect? Okay.
So you can't hit the body or something? You
gotta, it's like when you're targeting an animal, it'll say down on the bottom right. Excuse me. There's like a 3-star rating. So you can already tell before you even kill it if it's 3 stars.
If you hit that shot, this is what you're going to get.
No. Not every animal starts off as perfect. Some just, I guess, are 1-star or 2-star. I don't know if they're sick or if
they got the mange,
just damaged or something. But you have to find a 3-star animal, and then you have to get a single kill, like a 1-shot kill.
Okay.
So in the head. If you hit him in the body, you'll ruin the pelt.
It'll be all holy.
Plus, like, small animals, you have to use, like, small game arrows or the varmint carbine.
You can't bust on it with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Point blank.
Yeah.
Perfect pelt.
And, like, for elk, because you can't kill an elk with a single arrow, even if it's a headshot, you have to make improved arrows.
I would love to see that. Just an elk running around with a fucking arrow sticking
just
out of his head.
Fastened, yeah. No shit.
Fucking Steve Martin. If you
ride around in my old west.
For our younger viewers, Google it.
Yeah. Steve Martin, arrow through head. But,
wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm like, you can totally kill an elk with one arrow, but they didn't have arrows with fucking razor blades that shot out of the sides of them when it hits. Mm-hmm. You should see some of the arrows that Dan has. They're absolutely fucking frightening.
Yeah, they've gotten pretty crazy out there.
Oh my god. Like, I'm surprised they don't fucking explode on impact like Rambo shit.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to go inside whatever they're hitting.
And then they spread open.
And then whenever the arrow moves, now all the blood is
and
just...
And it's super like, it's like an umbrella of razors that opens up.
Yep.
And then it's super loose. So every time the animal takes a step or runs, it like folds in on itself and like...
Poor animal.
It kills it way faster.
It does.
Okay.
So it's more humane.
Also, you ain't got to chase it that far.
No.
Drag it back to your truck.
Wow.
And then it doesn't suffer as long and the meat tastes more delicious.
Yes.
But I want my meat to taste like pain.
What the fuck is this?
It's an airplane.
What the fuck?
What is, why? Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I just Googled Steve Martin arrowhead, and this is one of the images.
All right.
It's an airplane going into some dude's head.
It looks like that Russian guy.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's
some of the V.
Trendsetter.
Maybe. Maybe he's at the big old homo. Hey, what have you been up to?
Same thing, playing Red Dead. Watching movies and playing Red Dead. That's about it.
Oh, didn't you watch a terrible horror movie or something?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That was so stupid. Unfriended. the dark web.
Oh god, that looks fucking retarded.
I was trying to watch like horror movies, and I was just going through like the list of horror movies, obviously Halloween and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. And like 30 minutes into it, I was like, okay, this is dragging on.
What have I done to myself?
Yes.
The fuck.
Just another image on the internet.
Yeah, perfect.
Was that Paul Ryan?
It is Paul.
Paul
Ryan.
Ryan's head upside down.
His face is upside down. Well,
the whole picture is upside down except his face.
Yeah, there you go.
That's weird. Anyway.
Yeah, that. Ah, man.
So,
it was just,
did it capture internet culture perfectly?
It was just dumb.
It wasn't cringeworthy at all.
Was it just all like video chats?
So they're like in a video chat, but like people are like watching.
Oh, well, that's where they watch the killers do something, and then they can watch the other. The other person dies on the other end, and they're still getting picked off.
Well, they're not like, okay, so this guy finds this laptop, and it has videos of people getting killed on it, and he's actually like video chatting with his friends, so now they're involved in the whole entire thing.
Yeah, yeah, I remember this now.
And so, yeah, it's so fucking stupid.
So it's really good then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It sounded like when I saw the preview, it was instantly memorable. That's why you had to describe it to me for 5 fucking minutes.
It was one of those ones that I was like, I'll just push myself through it to the point where I was like, all right, I'm just going to, well, nope, still nothing.
No, someone died. No.
Nope.
Yeah, I remember the preview, and they're like, oh my God, what happened to Karen?
Yeah.
You didn't video chat anyone while you watched it?
I should have.
You should have.
It probably would have been more entertaining.
We could have Skyped and watched it together.
Yeah.
And then while you're watching something, I disappear, and you look back at the chat, and I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I wonder like, oh my God, what happened to Ryan?
I just got chills.
And then I come back in, I sit down, like, I went to get a beer.
I just got goosebumps when you did that.
Did you get goosebumps or did you get Goose Island bumps?
Oh, God.
Goose Island bumps?
Awful beer.
It's terrible.
Midway.
This isn't even time for bad beer. It's just something we did to ourselves for no reason.
What about, was there anything else?
No, just a lot of Red Dead and petting animals.
Red Dead and
just petting
and
animals all
pet,
day.
Petting animals.
Petting animals.
Petting a bear.
No, yeah, go,
hey,
no.
Bear.
That's one that you can't get too close to and be like, hey, just become my buddy.
I killed a grizzly today.
Oh, did you?
One of the challenges, you know, they have all the different challenges. Yeah, yeah. The Master Hunter Challenge, I believe.
Yep.
You have to skin 3 grizzlies. Or black bears.
Mm.
I just happen to be in the north.
And you just so happen to run into one? Did you...
It was real cool. There was this. I was like, I was going up through the north to find one of the gunslingers that you're supposed to find.
Yeah.
And you ride past this frozen lake, and there's like a standoff on the lake. There's a grizzly bear and a wolf, and like the grizzly bear is just kind of chilling, and this wolf is like kind of creeping up to it, and the grizzly bear sees it and starts roaring at it, and then the wolf takes off running.
I know who wins that standoff.
Yeah, the wolf didn't actually engage. It just kind of ran away, but then it saw me and came at me, and I killed it, and the gunshot scared the bear away, and I went on my merry way.
The gunshot scared... I thought you killed the bear.
That was later.
Oh.
On my way back out, I had to pass by the lake again, and the bear was hanging out.
I wonder if this bear is here. I'm going to murder it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to murder you. And all your family,
mm-hmm.
just so you know.
But show me where you live.
I ruined the pelt.
Aww.
Oh, you ruined the pelt?
I ruined the pelt because it took too many shots to kill him.
Not just one to the head? You got to shoot
me.
Well,
eyes.
I used the, you know, the Deadeye.
Yeah.
And it just immediately put 2 X's on him.
Oh,
and
okay.
Shot him twice.
Okay.
With a double barrel shotgun.
Oh, yeah, that's too much spread. Too much spread. Yeah, you really need something focused.
I don't really have a good rifle. For
you don't have
killing
30-06 iron sights.
I've got like a carbine repeater.
Yeah, the repeater is probably the best thing for it. But
think so? Like a single shot to a grizzly is probably not going to do it.
You have to give yourself distance. You can't just be like right up on him.
I was creeping on him.
Then why didn't you just jump on his back and stab him, motherfucker?
Bitch got my money.
Not even with a knife, just a shank.
Yeah, like a broken piece of tile from the shower.
Your toothbrush. Or do they have toothbrushes?
I mean, I'm carrying like 4 bottles of whiskey and 3 bottles of gin. And like,
yeah, there you go. Just break one of those.
Carrying shit tons of stuff.
Just break one of those and stab a bear with it.
What about you, Ryan?
I played a little bit of Red Dead. Mm-hmm. Not as much as I would like to. But, you know, I got stuff to do.
Oh, we were busy, too. I mean,
we were fucking busy. And
yeah, what were you guys busy doing?
Hanging out together. Not really. Just work. We played trivia. We won trivia last night.
What? Why didn't you invite me?
We always play trivia, and then we win, and then his sister keeps the winnings.
I think next week we're going to actually use like.
Are we? Because she's going to be in a different country.
No, she gets back Thursday.
Okay.
She's going to want to go straight to trivia.
I just got off a plane. Let's go straight to trivia.
It's trivia night.
I can't wait to get a taco salad.
That's why I booked the flight for today.
I think she gets back super early on Thursday.
It's okay. I'm not worried about it. I can pay $9 sandwich.
Huh? Morocco.
That's fucking cool. I want to go to Morocco.
Yeah, one of her friends invited her, taking a vacation. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Me and Chester are going to Morocco. Are you coming?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm too busy now thinking about talking shit about Ryan all yesterday.
Fucking dick.
What happened? Did they hurt your feelings?
Kind of.
Not. I didn't hurt his feelings.
So I've been trying to holla at Lorenzo's sister.
No shit.
Because I care more about trying to nail his sister than I do about our friendship. So I'm talking to her, and then she's texting this guy that she met at the casino. Some dude in like a wheelchair. I'm like, really? You're gonna blow me off for a fucking wheelchair guy? And you're sitting right here. She's like, well, look who I'm here with. I'm like, but you're texting wheelchair guy. I didn't realize there was a guy in a wheelchair sitting right behind me when I was saying all that shit either. Did you see him back there?
Yeah, I saw him back there. I don't think he really cared. He was hitting on the two ladies. So
yeah, it was probably the same guy.
Wheelchair guy's got a lot of balls.
He's got
man.
Game. He's got. Yeah.
You need a wheelchair.
I saw this morning, like, next time I see your sister, I'm rolling up with a pair of polio crutches. Hey, Tiff, how you doing?
Perfect.
Yeah, perf. That's my life.
Perf.
That's my life. I got my motorcycle up to 77 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's as fast as it can actually go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you doing that on the freeway?
Yeah. No, just right out here in front of my house.
Flying.
Hit the speed bump and just. Them Duke boys better grow some wings.
Catch a ride.
Yep. I hosted the Nintendo Olympics. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Tell me about that. What is that?
Well, it's where we play video games, and I screw the brackets up, and then I make people eat while I have people help me fix the brackets so everyone is distracted. With meat.
Good times.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
I screwed the bracket up this year.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. There had to be a whole extra round of Smash, I think, which upset some people. Hey, if you don't like it, make your own. Right? Make your own.
The
bitch.
Fucking brackets were up for weeks.
They were. You had time to practice Smash. Super Smash Brothers.
We were talking about that the whole entire time. Like, there's so many people that were complaining about the games, and we were like, dude, we put.
Who knows how to play Perfect Dark? First of all, anyone that's fucking played 007 knows how to play Perfect Dark.
I complained a lot.
Second of all, you had weeks to practice Perfect Dark. Just no reason why you could have at least watched a YouTube video on it.
Like, I just hoped I wouldn't get into the loser's bracket, because it was like, the loser's bracket was built to make me fail. It was fighting games like what? Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and then sports games.
Yep.
Dude, Tecmo's not really a sports game. Come on.
Tecmo's pretty easy.
Like, Stop saying Tecmo.
Tecmo.
With updated rosters.
Yeah.
Tecmo.
You could
music.
Have been Jameis Winston. Fulfilled your dreams.
Tecmo music.
You could have been Jameis music. Winston. Yeah. You could have stole a lobster and molested a girl in an Uber. Now, if you want, it's up to you. It's your life you live in.
I'll steal a girl and molest a lobster.
You could do that if you want. Might get you suspended for 3 games, though. So there were a lot of games that people were like, I posted it months, bro. Look, there's Brandon Harris talking shit right now.
No,
he's like, we should have played Tatsunoko versus Capcom. Remember, I had that listed, and people are like, what is this weeaboo shit?
Yep.
It looks exactly, it's a game that I own. That looks and plays exactly like Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
and we actually,
which is different characters.
And we actually played that one before.
It was fun.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with it.
I enjoyed the game, but people are being real fucking assholes about it. Yeah. Brandon Harris in their chat right now, he took a second.
Yeah.
Finally. The poor guy. He's been playing for years, and he keeps getting...
He's gotten second.
He got medals. Well, he's got medals from years ago, but the past several years, he's been getting knocked out super fucking early.
Brandon, have you placed, what, it's four times now? Three?
Three?
I don't care. Three. I'm not friends with Brandon anymore. He beat me to knock me out.
Oh, I saw this. I saw the scores over here for Excited Bike. That was pathetic. He didn't even try. His combined time is ahead of you by like a minute and a half.
I take issue with Brandon officiating over Tetris. He should have gone first if he was going to officiate instead of watching everyone else go and then go. Now, I know that wasn't his choice. It was Dirk's call.
I think we were doing something
else.
And
I yelled at Dirk for it.
And I yelled.
And Dirk was like, well, there's nobody else. And I'm like, there's a fucking house full of people right now.
What about people that already got knocked out?
Only eight of them there has to be are competing, here and you chose one of those eight people.
That's not playing, that's not drunk, that's not high. That could come in here and officiate this. At least one person.
That's why I choked.
That's why. That's what it was. You were thinking about that the whole time?
The whole time.
Like, this is not fair.
Well, what are you going to do? Dude, yeah, you choked real fucking hard, too.
I choked so bad. I almost pulled an Arnott.
What'd you get, like 70 points or something?
75 points. Which was 75 points more than Arnott got. Okay. So
I did the judging on the Mario Brothers with that goofy foot upside down controller.
Yeah.
And Dirk fucking practiced, man. He fucking nailed that shit. He came in there and just grabbed it and fucking 21 seconds through 1-1 with that upside down controller. And he just dropped it and walked out of the room just like, poof, like, all
right,
I'm done.
I'm telling you, man, we got to do it next year where they got to hold it right.
Yeah, you got to hold it so left is right.
I like that idea.
That's fucked
up. I do
up.
Like that.
Especially with like Tetris, because Tetris is...
You can figure it. You can
left
figure
and
it
right.
Out. Yeah, you can figure
whether
it out.
Whether you're using your left hand or your right hand, it's just left and right.
Yeah, we might have to incorporate that in there. Too many people have touched that thing now. They understand how it works.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's make it worse. Make it even worse. And we came up with a couple of other games that
Let's
we could
make
throw
it
in
so
rotation.
That up is left and down
God.
Is...
You have to hold it this way.
Down is up.
Like vertically. You have to smash it into your face to turn the Tetris blocks.
No,
the tetrominoes? Is that what they are?
Tetrominoes?
Tetrominoes? What were we talking about? Maybe some games we could add. I don't even remember now.
Oh, Burger really Time.
Cool. Burger Time. Burger or what was the other one? It was like Burger Time. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. That'd be another good one.
Yeah. That'd be a fun one to add. You know.
Donkey Kong Jr.
Well,
Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah. No, but I think that'd be cool just to be able to do the time trial for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see who gets the, you know, obviously.
If anyone could even get to the fucking top.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, you didn't know how to play Donkey
Kong.
Dude.
The original Donkey Kong.
No, okay, yeah. Kong see, Country. And that's the other thing is like, I still don't know that guy's name. Everybody was complaining, I don't know what this game is. We literally had somebody who didn't know how to play video games.
He only played Mario Brothers 30 years ago. Is like Mike, he has never really played a video game. And he made it all the way to the end. He's like, all right, I got to go to a different party now.
Never played a video game. He got first place 2 years ago.
No, not Big Mike.
No, no, no.
Fancy Mike.
Other Mike.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and he was like, he was all the way up to fucking Tecmo Bowl, which is like the fourth to the last round.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I got to go to this other party now. And it's just like, he was killing everyone. And
yeah,
he
was
had no
really...
fucking clue what he was doing. So don't, I didn't know how to play this.
Speaking of going to other parties, let's drink some bad beers.
Yeah, let's drink some bad beers.
All right.
I can't wait.
Well, you want to start with the one bad beer so we can all try it out?
Let's do these and then...
Let's do individuals.
I'll go grab some glasses so we can split that thing.
Okay.
Right. You're going to leave me here alone with Lorenzo?
Yep.
Gay.
Gay. All three of these look fucking awful.
Do they? Okay. I'm so excited.
So
nipples are hard as a rock.
This Anderson Valley, is that for me?
Yes, it is.
Obviously.
It's called... The Kimmy, the Yink, and the Holy Goes.
The Kimmy, the... It sounds racist. I gotta be honest with you. It sounds like a white girl, a Jew, and a bad beer.
And a bad beer.
And they don't put any pretentious bullshit, so we don't have any backstory behind
this.
They
literally
beer.
Don't put anything on it. Like, no... Like, I don't even know what the ingredients are for this shit.
I feel like I need this pelt.
Is that like a bear moose?
It's a bear with elk antlers.
Okay, so it's a belk.
It's a belk.
That's not real. What are we kidding?
I'll reveal them because I brought both of the other ones. So
okay,
we're gonna start with this. We'll pass it around and then I'll reveal.
Right.
Oh
Jesus Christ! Oh, what is that?
Gooseberry.
It smells like burnt poop.
It smells like burnt fucking bear elk poop.
It smells like burnt poop, dude. Like roasted poop.
I'm so excited. It's my favorite smell. God,
it's disgusting.
Our building at work has smelled like a sewer all week. It's been fantastic.
I'm going to throw up and I haven't even tasted this yet.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You don't have to worry about taste.
Oh, just... fuck. You barely even took a sip of it. Gotta take a big old chug.
I fucking hate you.
Dude,
I hate you so much.
Can I have a Coors Light so I might wash this out of my mouth when the time comes?
It does smell really bad.
Oh, wait, I brought something else for myself, didn't I?
That Mexican beer.
Yeah, give me that Mexican beer. Oh, shit. This requires a bottle opener.
God damn, dude. That is, wow.
It's not as bad as, like, that rose
gold. Oh, shit. This smells so fucking bad.
Right? It smells like...
It smells like the inside of a rotten log.
Like it does not. It doesn't so taste any.
Gross. It tastes. It doesn't taste like that. But the trick is holding your breath while you drink it, so you don't smell it.
It smells like it smells.
It smells
like vomit. It smells.
It's like roasted poop, dude.
Ugh.
It does not have. All the way around, that is not a good beer.
Oh. Oh.
You know,
want that back. Keep it.
After
keep
you
it.
Throw up and it like burns the back of your throat, it's doing that. And my mouth is just like watering so bad, like I'm gonna throw up.
Fuck Anderson Valley, dude.
They have the worst beers by
dude,
far. I don't think they've ever.
Terrible.
Have we had one good beer by them?
It tastes like bile. It tastes like stomach bile.
All right, Lorenzo, I'm giving you Island vibes. Passion fruit sour.
Dude, that's racist.
Aren't you people from islands or something?
Sure are.
There you go.
Apparently. The art series. Island Vibes. Passion Fruit Sour. Belgium style.
So that was loud.
Gross.
Just drink it.
It's a sour beer?
This label's on here all sideways. Fuck. Shit.
That's how you know it's authentic.
Dude, man. This one doesn't smell any better than that one.
Really?
This one smells like marinara sauce. I swear to God, smell it.
It's all crooked. It's supposed to be, isn't it?
Smell it. It smells like marinara sauce.
It's classy.
I don't know.
That, has a...
that label is not supposed to be.
Smell it. Smell it.
Yeah. Yeah. I want some mozzarella sticks.
No reason this beer should smell like marinara sauce.
I want mozz sticks to go with that beer, dude.
Interesting.
Pour that on some spaghetti. Some Carta Blanca and spaghetti.
So this beer doesn't taste that
well,
bad?
That's it's odd. It's
odd.
Just odd.
Well, this isn't going to help you out anymore.
Oh, fuck. I already made my nose run. Oh. I think this one might be worse than yours.
I think the taste-wise, this one's bearable. I don't think
this is either bad beer or good cheese. It's real cheesy. It's real cheesy. I don't even want to drink this, man. My throat's like undulating. It's like getting ready to toss it back up.
What are we doing to ourselves?
I don't know, man. It is getting worse and worse by the week. We are really trying to beat ourselves up every day.
Ryan's about to pee.
Oh. Oh,
it's so cheesy. Why is it so cheesy? You know, like, you for ever those... get, like, real good, like, fresh Parmesan?
Yeah.
But you just tried a piece of the rind and not the actual cheese itself, and it, like, kicks you in the face with salty cheese flavor?
With salty cheese flavor.
Salty cheese. Let's read the...
I can't wait to rinse my mouth out with this delicious marinara Mexican beer.
I'm going to read this in island voice.
All right.
Island Vibes is a kit of... I can't even finish, guys. Come on. Island Vibes is a kettle sour brewed to be slightly tart with a dry, refreshing finish. Passion fruit gives the beer a bright, tropical profile for a lingering taste of the islands.
My eyes are watering.
So, do the islands taste like salty cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tastes like my Jamaican taint.
Really?
Right near the taint, boy. It smells salt, like salty cheese.
Yeah, it does.
It's it doesn't taste any better. Like, seriously.
Oh. That's so bad.
Yeah, that's a cheese flavor.
Ooh, I hope I get a good one. Like, I accidentally get a good one.
I would not get your hopes up.
Sometimes it happens.
It never happens, bro.
Oh, I like a hard cider. Oh, my God. I'm rejecting it. Oh, it's gluten-free. Thank God.
I'm really watching my weight over here.
It's made with freshly pressed New York apples.
Nice.
By folks who knows what apples is supposed to taste like.
What is it?
It's an apple cider.
Original Sin.
Original Sin. It honestly looks like a can of like white Zinfandel wine.
That's what I thought it was when I bought it. It's
like, this is white girl shit.
It's like Ryan's gonna hate this rosé in a can.
Ew. It doesn't even smell like cider.
Smell like an apple rosé?
No, it smells like a wrapper to a Crayola crayon. That's exciting.
Not bad.
Cidery. It's a little more bitter than a regular cider, but it ain't this shit.
I don't know. It smells similar to these.
Yeah, it's just a little more bitter than a regular cider. That's it.
Dry rose hard cider.
It's like throwing up apple juice is what it tastes like.
That's why I thought it was like wine in a can, and I was so excited for it.
Yeah, that might be the bitterness that's kind of like a winey flavor or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. All three of these are pretty fucking awful.
Fancy.
Cool, yeah, it's a fancy...
It's like sandblasted.
Yeah, I know. Right? It's very fancy.
The can costs more than the liquid inside of it. Boy.
I think it's probably one of those plastic labels. It is. It's definitely one of those plastic labels.
Oh, the shrink wrap ones? Definitely.
Yeah.
Why
are those so common these days?
Why do I have like a weird egg taste after that?
A weird egg taste?
Yeah, it tastes like hard-boiled eggs.
I don't get that. They're all three fucking terrible. I think mine's the worst, though.
Yeah. That's not even a question.
I don't know, man. Like...
Like
yours is pretty bad.
You actively have to hold your breath while you drink it because the smell is so bad.
Like his, like it mixed with mine. It would be like some Parmesan, some marinara. It'd be really nice. Yours wouldn't go well with anything.
No.
As a matter of fact, well, don't hit my shower because I need to clean that shit out.
I will gladly dump this beer out in your shower. I do not want to finish this.
All right. Congratulations, Lorenzo. That's the winner.
Sweet.
That was too loud, but you win. Here's a bottle opener, but don't take it home.
All right.
We need it here.
We need that. We need that. Don't take that with
you. No, you have to use the bad bottle up.
All right. What do you boys want to talk about besides Red Dead? I mean, we have a lot of Red Dead stuff to talk about.
What other than, BlizzCon's happening right now.
BlizzCon.
And there's a lot of bad news.
There's a lot of bad news.
Like, there's nothing good happening. So what do we get? We get a remake of Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
We get Diablo 3 for the Switch, which is already out.
The remastering of Warcraft 3 is available for pre-order. Don't forget.
Don't forget that you can pre-order a game that you already played 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Jeez. Sorry, 15 years ago. 15 years ago.
It was 16.
Was it 16?
2002.
Okay. I was just guessing. You'll be able to get Diablo 3 on the Switch, finally. Now that no one plays it anymore?
Well, yeah. They did introduce one more character for that one.
One of those has really hurt my throat.
But realistically...
I want to finish this beer.
But realistically, am I going to pay for the game all over again to get one new character?
Nah, bro.
Pass.
I barely finished Diablo 3.
It's like licking a battery.
Mm.
Wow.
So it's like going down on a girl when she's on her period. Oh. Yeah. Get your Red Wings,
but
Chester.
But more painful.
But more painful?
With more pain.
With more pain?
Yes.
Mm.
What are some of the other bad news? Oh, the mobile.
Oh, Diablo Immortal.
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 immobile.
I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence about that one. Like, for one, my phone couldn't run it for longer than like 30 seconds before it explodes in my hand.
It would melt.
It would absolutely melt. Like, when I charge it at work with the fast charger, it smells like it smells like an iron.
He always says that. He's like,
it smells like someone's ironing clothes. It's that fucking hot.
Smell the ozone coming up.
Crazy. Yeah.
I used to have a Palm Pre, and I had to use it for. I had to use it as a hotspot every once in a while, and it got so hot that the screen started to turn white.
White hot.
Yes, it was white hot.
So I couldn't play that on mine. You probably need to have like a Pixel 3 to even play this game. But I guess I'm on the fence about it. Well, for one, it's an MMO, which I fucking hate.
Yeah, well, I mean, it says it's...
It says you can drop in and out.
It's not an MMO, massively multiplayer online. It's just a multiplayer online.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you, like...
I don't think it's massive.
No.
It seems like, so far, it seems like you just drop in and out of people's campaigns while they're playing them,
and
as long as they're
in
the same spot you're in. Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you?
Because like Diablo was like you play with your friends, you get on Battle.net. I mean, you could play with randoms, I guess, but I never did. I want to play with my friends. You know, I don't want to play with assholes. I hate assholes. Drink your fucking beer, Chester.
We've all been there, Chester.
Yeah, I had to drink that fucking shy thing. You drink that.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
And also, it's on your phone. So you're like...
I don't know about you guys.
Tiny Diablo.
But my phone is small enough to fit in my pocket.
It's true. Yeah.
So it's not a big screen.
My phone is also small enough to fit in your pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his phone's pretty big. It's like a phablet.
A phablet?
Yeah.
It's all... I watch a lot of YouTube on this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mess up my vision.
Red tube. YouTube red tube.
Phablet sounds like a small, fabulous person.
A phablet? A well-dressed midget.
Wow.
So they're a phablet.
Like the king of the munchkins or the mayor of the munchkins.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
He's a phablet.
Phablet. That makes a lot of sense. Wow.
What were we talking about?
You killed the Wicked Witch. Did you see my hat? We're talking about Diablo.
I mean, it looked good on your big screen, but on my little phone, I don't have any excitement for it.
But we get more Deckard Cain, I hear.
It says it's set during the 20 years between Diablo 2 and Diablo 3. We'll tell stories about Tyrael, Deckard Cain, and other familiar franchise characters.
Stay a while and listen. So I'm going to enjoy that.
Stay a while.
I'm just going to wait for the game to be out for a little while, and then I'm going to look on YouTube for the Deckard Cain mashup, where everyone just took all of Deckard Cain's lines. That's all I want.
Mash decks together.
Care about Tyrael. 20 years between Diablo.
Tyrael, do you mean Tyrion?
Tyrion Lannister.
The Phablet?
Tyrion Lannister, the Phablet.
Jesus. Wow.
The Halfman.
Wow.
Well,
What other stuff is going on with Blizzard?
What other stuff?
Overwatch garbage.
There's a new Overwatch.
Tell us about the Overwatch garbage.
I don't know anything about
it. You saw there's a new character or something.
There's one new character. She shoots a gun.
Oh, she's all Western.
She looks like she's from Red Dead 17.
Set in the future past.
Of the Wild West.
Set in the future of... got nothing. It looks very steampunk. It's cowboy future shit.
So I guess she's like, steampunk. Like, you know, Jesse McCree is a bounty hunter. The character Jesse McCree, the bounty hunter.
Oh, yeah, she has a mustachioed robot companion.
And she's the leader of the Deadlock Gang. A group of rowdy desert dwellers who pull off huge heists.
Tell me more, stranger.
According to our hero page, Ash is a damage-dealing hero whose semi-automatic rifle fires from the hip or... for precision. From a proper position with aim-down sights.
You could finally aim a gun in a video game.
She also carries a coach gun that pushes enemies away from her and propels her backwards.
Tarnation.
On top of that, she's got dynamite.
Stop!
Which can't explode when she shoots it.
That would be weird if it didn't. It's completely stationary. It just looks neat.
When she needs to, ask and call on B.O.B., an adorable mustachioed robot sidekick. He was her family's butler, according to her lore.
Who has a robot butler with a mustache?
When he arrives, he charges towards enemies and pops them into the sky while firing at them with arm cannons. Just like it used to be in the Wild West.
Fucking shit. Are you even trying anymore?
Oh, who gives a shit? I don't play Overwatch. I've never played it once.
I've never even seen it. I think I've seen it. I think Dunkey plays it. I think I've seen Dunkey play it.
Yeah.
I don't want to pimp someone else's YouTube
channel. And he talks mad shit about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's funny to watch him play.
That's what he do.
Doesn't he talk shit about everything?
Yeah. No? Yeah, okay. That's what he does. So
I'm not excited about anything Blizzard announced.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence about the Diablo thing. I'd like to see where it goes and when they're going to release a port of it to something. Play it on the Switch.
I would love a re-release of Warcraft 2 because Warcraft 2 is so much better than Warcraft 3.
Did you call me?
See, and that's and that's the thing. Like, you think that they would go with their, like, when they're remastering something, they should do what everybody's interested in.
Did you call me?
Warcraft 2. Warcraft 2 would have been it.
Warcraft 2 and Diablo 2 are like, and Starcraft 1 are just hands down Blizzard's finest games.
What about World of Warcraft?
Eh.
I never played it.
I played it for a year. It's amazing that it's been around for so fucking long. They're still putting out expansions.
They're still putting
stopped playing it. She got over her addiction, and they started playing like that. Was it like a Conan online game?
Warhammer.
They started playing that. Now they just watch Netflix. Now they're just over it. Yeah. My mom's finally getting old at 61. She doesn't play video games anymore. She's just over it. She has to get a new license plate now.
I mean, that's about it from Blizzard, though.
Good. Fuck them.
Some Hearthstone. There was some Hearthstone announcement. Who gives a shit about
it? That's still a thing?
It's a virtual card game.
I can't believe that's still a thing. You know, someone listening right now is probably very upset about that.
Well, they can eat a dick.
How could they say that?
How can they say what?
About Hearthstone.
I don't know. I've never played it, so I don't.
That's because you're normal.
Yeah.
But
apparently. I don't know. I've never even, like, what is the fascination with it?
I don't know. People like card games.
People like collecting virtual things.
It's true.
Do they?
I've seen it.
I mean, I'm collecting animal pelts.
That's what you can come over to my house and check out this nice animal pelt that I just got yesterday.
Like, is it in a video game? Why would you show me this?
Why couldn't you just
I had to come to your house?
Screenshot.
Yeah, you could have just taken a picture of it and sent it to me. Why did I have to come all the way over here for this?
So you could feel it. It really ties the room together.
I'm going home. Don't ever call me again. All right, let's talk about the real elephant in the room, though.
All right.
Shit again. Okay.
PlayStation Classic.
PlayStation Classic
is on the fucking let's re-release our old shit train on the let's sell you nostalgia thing. And honestly, some of the games are decent.
It's a good way to get me to not drink.
Yeah, there you go. Some of them I don't fucking understand. So I'm going to go through this
list
of games.
There's going to be a lot of them that I don't understand.
And we're going to either yay or nay these. Battle Arena Toshinden.
Are you looking at the Japanese release?
No,
of
this
it?
Is it. This is for realsies. Who the fuck was asking for that?
Nobody.
Cool Borders 2. I'm on board with that.
That's actually a good one.
Cool Borders 2 was
I'm
great.
Down with that
You're
one.
On board with it. Battle Arena Toshinden. It looks just like Virtual Fighters, but with stuff.
I gotta stop saying that. Destruction Derby. That's what it's called. Just that generic Destruction Derby.
I've never heard of.
That me sounds either. Familiar.
It sounds stupid.
Derby. I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
Fantasy VII. That makes sense.
It makes sense, but like they already talked about the remastering it, which I
But they're remastering it. They're ruining the gameplay. They're just gonna ruin the whole thing. It'll just have the same characters.
But I have Final Fantasy VII on my PlayStation 4 right now.
I have it on my PC.
I have it on my PlayStation 3 and my PlayStation 4 and my PSP. No, the battery exploded.
And have you played it on any of them?
I have.
Yeah, I'm actually, my PS3, I'm trying to get everyone up to level 99, and man, it is boring. Yeah. And I gave up on it like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll eventually do it. Just running around that goddamn submarine is fucking boring as shit.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
No number. Just Grand Theft Auto.
Just the
original top-down Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, it's the worst one.
I know. Intelligent Cube. I will buy this just to play Intelligent Cube.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I do love Intelligent Cube.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Again.
Okay.
But I'm not going to pay $100 just for that game.
Dude, that makes a huge difference for me. Because we lost that. And that's like a really good game. I did not know that that was going on there.
See, now you're excited.
Wow.
Jumping Flash. Never even heard of it.
No.
Metal Gear Solid.
One of my favorite games.
The original?
Yeah.
Mr. Driller, which I didn't even know. I had to look it up. It looks like some kind of Dig Dug mixed with Tetris or some shit. I don't know what
Jumping
the fuck it was.
Flash looks awful.
Abe's Odyssey. That's a good game.
What the fuck is this?
That game actually looked really fucking good.
Abe's Odyssey was a good game.
Being
good
on
game.
The PlayStation, like the graphics were really
good. Yeah, for what it was when it first came out.
Rayman.
Yeah. It's a kid game.
It's a platformer.
Resident Evil Director's Cut.
I could play that.
Mr. Driller looks like a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, it really does. It looks terrible.
Who the fuck is excited about this?
I am now. Revelations Persona. Again, not talking about the Japanese release of this.
Persona is actually like a really big topic, though. Like, that series of game is now coming out with like a bunch of shit.
What is that?
Persona 5, I think, is the newest one.
Oh, this looks like Shining Force or...
It's definitely Japanese.
It's very Japanese.
Landstalker on Genesis. This looks like Landstalker on Genesis.
Ridge Racer Type 4. Whatever.
Racing game.
Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo.
Oh, boy.
Why?
So you can throw the controller.
I just, like, okay, if you're going to come out with a Street Fighter of some sort.
It's not a fighter game.
It's not. It's Tetris.
It's a Tetris game.
And there's like Street Fighter characters in the corner. And...
Yeah, I understand that. But why would you do Puzzle Fighter? I don't, if you're going to come out with a Street Fighter, come out with a Street Fighter, not Puzzle Fighter 2
like
Turbo.
Street Fighter 2 Ultra Turbo.
It's just
the super.
They just use
slim,
the franchise to make shady. It cutesy. Because it's just versus Tetris. It's just two-player Tetris.
It's stupid.
And they just added these animations to make it more interesting.
Yeah.
Siphon Filter.
Siphon Filter wouldn't be bad.
In fact, half of these characters in the game are from a different game. They're not even from Street Fighter.
Tekken 3.
Anyway, Tekken 3.
I never got into Tekken.
Same.
Rainbow Six. The first Rainbow Six. Twisted Metal.
It lost its
So, Destruction
nostalgia.
Derby.
And Wild Arms.
Wild Arms was a fun RPG. I played that a lot.
So there's like five good games on here.
Yeah, there's a few on there that I would play, but I'm not going to pay $100 for them.
Nah. But wireless controllers, bro.
Those are wired. Those are wired. Those are wired.
Yep.
Don't fool yourself there, bro.
Okay.
Tekken 3 was when all their arms were too long.
Why no Crash? Why no Crash Bandicoot?
Because they probably just came out that trilogy, so they didn't want to put it on there.
That's dumb.
Is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably didn't want to re-release a game that came out super recently.
I never enjoyed Crash Bandicoot to begin with.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people like it.
I liked it when I was a kid.
Well, you were a stupid kid.
Yeah. Why don't they have like Earthworm Jim?
Earthworm Jim.
That wasn't on PlayStation.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was on Genesis.
No, it was on Genesis, SNES, and then they made that shitty one for the 64, the 3D one. And it ruined the franchise.
Earthworm Jim 3D? Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking terrible.
Blasto.
I don't even know what that is.
You never played with Phil Hartman? Who's that character? Is
Phil Hartman?
Yeah.
He's dead.
No, he's the main voice. The main voice of Blasto.
Is he?
I remember seeing this artwork.
Sounding like Zach Rannigan?
Yeah, but I never played the game.
It's hard as shit. It is super hard.
I don't know, because no one's ever heard of it.
My stepdad still plays it.
Really?
Yeah.
He should get a PlayStation Classic and then not play it on there.
Yeah.
Because it's not on there.
Probably not.
Ah. Thing's terrible.
Is this a...
It's just a cash grab, man. Really. Yeah,
it is. And there's a lot of people... I know two people who pre-ordered it before they even announced all the games.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Two people.
So you have the NES, just the NES.
Yeah, but
Super?
I bought it. What was it when it was super cheap? Like $20, $30.
So do you ever use it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I like Mike Tyson's. Yeah. I like Mike Tyson's Punch Out. That's like one of my favorite games.
But I mean, really, realistically, you could just hook an Xbox controller up to your PC and just play it like that. Or even get one of those classic controllers and just play it with an emulator. That's all it is. It's a fucking emulator.
Yeah, but I don't have a good enough computer that I'm going
to... You don't have a good enough computer to play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
No. My computer's real shitty.
I used to play that when I 15, 20 years ago on a PC. When they first came out with emulators. It's not that fucking hard to emulate.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Your phone can do it. Your computer can do
your
it.
Your flip phone could do it.
My flip phone?
It's not a heavy... game. Yeah. I mean, it's not just a computer.
You know, and that's all it is. It's an emulator with fucking ROMs on it.
I understand that, but it, like I said, it's the other thing of like getting the control. I actually like the old Nintendo controller, not having to use something updated.
Is it wireless?
Yeah, they have wireless ones, but yours isn't. No. Like I said, I bought the super cheap one. That was like $30 when I first
kill yourself.
Yeah. Why? Because it was $30.
I'll wait. No, I'll wait. Go ahead. I don't know. I don't get it. Just cashing in on our fucking nostalgia, and it's getting old. It's getting real old, man.
Well, it's, I mean, like,
like,
honestly, that's the only one that I've purchased.
He
did it.
He finished his beer. He finished that disgusting ass beer. I'm really proud of you.
You guys finished your beer yet?
Not yet.
No, it's really gross. I don't want to drink talking. It. It's actually starting to taste more and more like vomit every sip I take.
Good.
Every sip.
I don't know
I
if
take.
That's the beer or if I'm actively vomiting while I'm drinking the beer.
I mean, this tasted better with every sip. I think I want another one.
You're in luck. Because I'm about to throw up. And you can just drink that.
I can't believe people like this shit.
Nobody likes that.
Nobody.
But they keep pumping them out.
Because we're dumb enough that we keep buying them for
each
other.
They're making them specifically for us.
Yeah.
There's like somebody out there likes this shit.
I don't know who likes it. Here, dip your foot in there. So speaking of redneck voices, do you guys have anything else to talk about before I let you guys just go off on Red Dead for a minute?
Let's see.
Oh,
I
do have something.
What?
Because we were just talking about it. Castlevania,
the new season.
New season came out. Okay. I'm not ruining it for anybody, but this shit is fucking slow.
Even the first one, like, I enjoyed the violence of it the first season. I just couldn't really get into it.
No, it doesn't. This one is so hard to get into. Yeah. The episodes are only, what, 20-something minutes long? Like,
they feel like they're 45.
Dude, I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like, there's only, what, 8 or 10 episodes, and I cannot get through it.
Like, I love violence.
I do.
A lot. I mean, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you need to give it to me in an entertaining fashion.
Yeah.
Or I'm out. You can't just give me violence for violence sake. Like, feed me a story on top of it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, no,
that's
just,
why like I don't watch like what was that movie, Hostel? It was just violence. There wasn't a good story behind it. Yeah. It wasn't good.
Boring.
Like Saw, the first Saw at least. There was a good story.
The first Saw was good.
And it was super violent. And it was cool.
Yeah.
And then they started getting worse and worse, and I stopped watching it because it was just violence for violence sake.
Yeah.
You know? So I need a good story with my violence.
Yeah, and that was the thing with Saw. Like the first one was legit.
Can't jerk off on a board.
After that. Oh, shit.
Go on.
But no, I'm having a really hard time getting into it. And I really want to because, like, everybody talked it up so much that it was like, okay.
Don't throw that can away. He's got to take a picture of it.
Fucking shit. I'll throw it away all day. Shit.
I'm going to go grab glasses so we can split this.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about, speaking of Netflix, Daredevil. Did you watch the new season of Daredevil?
I haven't watched any of it yet.
Any of it yet?
Nope.
It's been pretty good so far. It's been violent, for violence sake. They did another one of those long-ass hallway shots, fight in the hallway for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
I love how they fucking do that, where it's just one constant fucking shot. They don't cut at all.
Have you seen Old Boy?
No.
Oh, you don't like foreign films.
I don't like foreign films.
Dude, it's amazing.
I'm xenophobic.
There's two movies. Old Boy's one of them, where he's in a long hallway with just a clawed hammer.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking wailing away on people.
Okay.
And the other one is The Horde. It's a zombie movie. I've told you about this before. The guy has like a...
smells like sour beer in here.
The Horde. This guy has like a long hallway zombie movie. And at the end of the hallway is just zombies. Well, he has like a little minigun. and he's just mowing these freaking zombies.
Oh,
down.
Like Rambo.
Oh yeah, but it's just a hallway. So, like, you know,
is he having an inner monologue like Rambo while he's killing every single?
What are you being pouring there? Chester?
Yeah, what are you giving us?
This is. I should have grabbed both of them. We just split both. Let's see, from Boulevard Brewing Company, Tech Nine.
Oh, it really is Tech Nine beer.
Boo-boo.
Oh,
yeah, it's Tech Nine beer.
Wheat beer with pineapple and coconut added.
I hate coconut. I like Mr. Pineapple. It might not be that bad.
Hey, by the way, have we had that Death by Coconut beer?
I don't. Have we? I'm
pretty sure. Okay. I thought so too.
Did you watch Daredevil, Chester? The new season.
I watched like three episodes.
Yeah, I'm.
What do you think of it?
Done.
Well, I talked about it last episode.
I wasn't here. Let's go through it again.
I think that... What's his name? Kingpin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
He's still an emo fucking bitch.
I don't know. I think he's starting to show his true colors now. He's getting real smart and real manipulative.
By the third episode, he's still just like whining about his girlfriend. Like,
he does whine about his girlfriend.
I want my girlfriend back.
Vanessa, me.
I sent her away and I want her back.
Me.
No, he's fucking, he's real manipulative. And
to
it's
Tech
really
Nine.
Cool. Tech Nine?
Tech Anina.
It tastes like sugar. It tastes like absolute pure sugar.
It tastes like pineapple juice.
Wow. That is sweet as fuck.
That is really sweet.
Oh, it's a nice change after that sour.
You know,
garbage.
It's not bad. If you like sugar and Suave shampoo, this is for you. Because I can taste the coconut
pineapple
now.
Shampoo.
I taste the coconut.
It is really sweet. Like, really, really sweet. There's no way I could drink a whole
You know who loves Tech Nine? 20-something-year-old white girls.
Oh, yeah?
You know who
would
love this beer?
20-something-year-old
white girls.
White girls.
Yep.
I don't know how old the lady who was selling me the beer, but she loved this beer.
Yeah?
I think they say that about every beer.
I love
really?
That beer.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I have... obviously bought some really nasty shit and they're always like, oh man, this beer is great, you're gonna love it.
Right, I never had anyone be like,
and
you're really
probably,
buying this, it's fucking terrible,
right?
Bro,
they're probably like, fuck yes, we're moving this garbage.
Gotta get something decent on the show. Oh, I just burped it up with everything else.
Yeah, it's mixing inside me with that.
It's mixing inside you
with that ghost.
Right, let's talk about the Red Dead experience.
Well, I wanted to segue earlier and missed the opportunity to Switch. There's already a Switch emulator.
Yeah, there is. Now,
PC.
I just bought a Switch like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And now there's a fucking emulator.
There's a Switch emulator.
Well, the biggest thing for the Switch is that it's very mobile. And I think that's the nice thing about
it. A laptop.
Right? Or my mobile phone.
My phone, yeah.
But
it'll be on the phone soon.
Yeah.
Coming to Android and iPhone.
But there's like people, like, it's just convenient. Do you like pulling out your laptop and everything like that on an airplane?
I don't even know where my laptop is.
Well, there's one right there. But like when you went to Seattle, how convenient was it for you just to pull that thing out and just, or did you even play it on the
plane? I always pull it out in the airport.
Well, at least once.
I mean, I'm a known traveler. I can do whatever I want. Just walk through security and pull it out. I mean, it was nice. No, I don't get me wrong. That is nice. If I didn't travel as much as I do, I it would be great.
Right.
Or I would just do it on the computer if I didn't travel. But right. Having it is nice.
Well, the real
5
quick,
years ago, I'd be like, yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Let me get this out because it may already be too late by the time this episode's posted.
Holy shit.
But Yuzu,
Nintendo's already suing people?
I guarantee
people.
As soon as they find out, they'll be suing everybody. It's called Yuzu. Y-U-Z-U. So if it's still available, get it. I know that Mario Odyssey is already emulated.
There's a couple people in the chat. Go get it. The rest of you were fucked
right?
By the time you
go get it right now, because by Sunday when this episode, or probably more likely Monday when Ryan actually posts the episode.
I have to work all weekend, all right? I'd be very busy.
But you're off on Monday?
No.
Exactly.
Nope. No, then I just feel bad that I didn't post it on Sunday. I'm like, I gotta fucking do this.
Yeah, get it. Get it now.
Yuzu.
You can at least get Super Mario Odyssey emulated.
That's the kind of game I would like to see on a bigger screen, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I guess I can just hook it up to my TV.
Yeah, now that you have it.
Yeah. I mean, it even came with the controller that you can hook the Joy-Cons into or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know why.
That already
comes. Do that.
Yeah, that, That comes with it, though.
Yeah,
that,
why don't I just do that? It seems like it would be really easy to do.
I mean, it came with an HDMI cable. It
came with all of these things to hook it directly to my television. And here I am bitching about it. What a fat asshole I am.
Like, I really can't wait to see this game on a bigger screen. I'll just wait until I can emulate
it. Just wait until I can emulate. Why don't you just hook it up to your television? No!
He has that game, too, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Doesn't this thing have an HDMI port?
This is a monitor, bro. I don't know. It might.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh, good. I'll have to do it in the living room.
Great.
Fucking super. Which means I have to pull up a folding chair and sit 2 feet from the fucking TV because I can't see anything.
Yucky.
I'm really blind.
Really?
All right, let's talk about Red Dead.
All right.
Real quick, get it all out.
Get it all out?
Get it all out. Have you fed anyone to a pig yet?
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah, yes. You can feed people to pigs.
Oh,
tell them what your brother did.
Okay.
Killed a guy and he had a pen full of pigs. I could have thrown his body in there?
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
I killed all his pigs and skinned them.
No, don't do that.
Somehow that's even worse.
Oh, man. No, so like in certain towns or whatever, like if you're trying to get away from somebody.
You just come out of there all covered in blood, just panting.
I really just want all that bacon. No, seriously, kill them, throw them in the pig pen, and the pigs will
hide the evidence.
Yep.
That's great. What did your brother do? He said it one time he had like 20 people in there.
No, he had like 9 or 10 people. Yeah. Like,
he just kept killing, murdering people to feed them to pigs.
So my brother...
Did it explode or something?
I don't know. His brother is super evil.
Yeah.
He's in the game.
He is like ridiculous with his bounty.
He's the evil twin. That's why he has a goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. He decided to go like the complete evil route, and so like he'll walk into towns, and as soon as he walks in, they're like, "There's that guy, go catch him!" And he'll have to kill like a bunch of people.
Yeah. He's so bad that even wearing a mask, they recognize him when he comes into town. That's how evil he is.
Maybe he should get a different mask.
I mean, that's what I said. Get a different horse. They probably recognize your horse.
It's probably the horse.
You should probably kill your horse and feed it to pigs and get a new horse.
Change your outfit every time you go to town.
Yeah.
Different mask.
Does he just carry it in his little satchel on the side with all of his liquor and everything else?
Yeah. And then there's a whole bunch of masks.
You can have up to three outfits.
Or people's skinned faces.
In your saddlebags.
Sweet.
So, like, because cold weather actually affects your health and stuff, and so does the hot weather. So I have a hot weather outfit.
I have a parka.
A normal weather outfit and a cold weather outfit in my saddlebags.
But how fabulous are you?
I'm fablet.
You're fablet. What else were we talking about that you can do in here that's absolutely fucking ridiculous?
Well, yesterday we were talking about the football game. I know you don't care about that. Oh. But they were saying that the football game was so bad that Red Dead Redemption, that's the only reason why the football game was so bad.
Like the NFL decided to take the worst game of the season and put it the week after Red Dead comes out so we could all keep playing and not have to worry about missing the game. And what did that first comment
The first comment was pretty awesome. He's like, "Oh, that's sweet, because yesterday I took some lady and fed it to a bear."
Just like casually fed a lady to a bear.
The guy on the announcing the game said
this? No, just a comment
just
on
a
there.
Random comment, yeah.
It was just funny. Just like,
but there's cool stuff that you can do in it. Like, it's just not, you know,
guys are saying, like, Chester spends all his time hunting.
Yeah,
your brother's looking for legendary animals. He's not even playing the game.
Yeah,
looking for legendary animals to kill.
Or you can go fishing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all these cool things that you can do. Well, not
fishing
just,
is real boring.
Well, I'm just saying,
like real life,
you can do it.
Yeah,
you can do like all this stuff.
Yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Just the gameplay where you're doing the story and just following it to a T. Like you can go off and do your own thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how many hours do you think you spent just killing animals and collecting hides and so on and so forth?
I'm gonna love that part, by the way, when I get there finally. Because
you're not like, I mean, how far are you into?
Dude, I barely gotten through like the prologue. I found John Marston. That's how far I got.
Right.
I played like an hour of it.
You just found John Marston.
Well, I'm trying to play Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh, you're still doing the Odyssey thing?
Yeah.
How far are you into that?
Further than that. Yeah, that one's cool because, like, I don't know if we talked about this on the show yet. The Google stream. Is that what it's called? Streams?
Something like that.
That thing is badass. Like, I know that PlayStation does it, PlayStation Now, and I think there's someone else does it. And I didn't know about it because they don't advertise it well enough. But I signed up for that Google Stream thing, and it's fucking amazing. Like, it looks like a high-quality YouTube video.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching it in HD, which is something my computer could never render.
Mm-hmm.
And
I played it briefly on your computer.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah. There's no lag whatsoever. I didn't notice any lag, and I had a connection problem once. But ever
it's
since then,
amazing.
It's fucking crazy what they can do nowadays.
It's just in your browser.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it just plays in Chrome. It's fucking nuts. Fucking
amazing.
Did you sign up for it?
You don't have to sign an NDA for that?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah,
that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm just curious. Did you sign up for it or no?
No.
No, you didn't?
I had already bought the game when I heard about it.
It's funny because he signed up for it. His brother signed up for it. And then he told me about it.
And you signed up for it.
And I signed up for it and got it. Then I told Dirk about it and he signed up for it and got it. But neither of these motherfuckers did.
Well, I mean, there's a pretty clear difference between you and Dirk and these guys.
We are super white.
Yeah. No, it was funny because my stepdad, he knows that on this and I play a lot of games.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, you guys hear about this? And I was like, no. And I was reading it. I was like, dude, a free game? Like, even a brand new free game at that.
And they give you $10 to make microtransactions with.
Well, that's
are you
nice.
Serious?
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So, yeah. I was like, I'll sign up for it. Maybe I'll get it. If I don't, oh well. And then on the same thing. And then, like I said, I sent it to all you guys. And this fucking guy. Hey, man.
Hey, I got selected.
No, no.
How you doing over there?
He didn't even
sucking dicks?
He didn't even say it like that. He's like, I got some bad news for you. And I'm like, really? Like, what kind of bad news? Of course we're at work. He's like, yeah, I got selected for that. It's like, you fucking asshole. Like, really?
I mean, we were like going to lunch one day with him and his brother. And he's like, I'm ruin your day. Dirk got selected too. Ah, the fuck. Yeah, whatever. It's been fun.
Classic.
So I'll play a little more Red Dead. I can't wait to fucking hunt animals because I kill so many animals in Assassin's Creed. It's not even funny.
You gotta
it's actually kind of like serial killer status.
And then you dismember them and
no, I just stab them until like the body disappears.
Perfect.
Yeah. Like the game's like, I gotta take this away. I gotta take it away.
I gotta take it away.
Stab him much. Until the body disappears. Yeah.
You just it's it, dude, just it like takes in like real 45 life. Minutes.
Just like
it's a really long time because you can leave areas in Assassin's Creed and come back and bodies are still there.
Yeah,
you ever done that?
So you have to stab them until they disappear.
Yeah,
that so is the one cool thing about
just
Red
keep
Dead.
Stabbing.
It was like they were showing the time lapse for like animals or whatever. Like some of them that you skin, so you can kill it where it, and it will stay there. You'll come back later, and it will slowly decay as...
I've ridden past some rotten deer, like rotten corpses that I left.
You going to take that meat?
I always skin it and take the meat.
100 pounds?
But they always leave.
Yeah, fit in my satchel.
Whatever can fit in my satchel.
You can only carry 100 pounds.
Fit 100 pounds in my satchel.
And he's over there with a backpack on.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
So I hope we have more to talk about Red Dead next week when I finally actually jump into it a little bit more.
Yeah,
there's so much
I promise
to do.
I won't play Assassin's Creed
I made
this
my
week.
First trinket today.
Oh, good. Yeah. Was it made out of bear eyes?
It was made out of a legendary wolf heart.
Legendary wolf testicles.
I killed the legendary bear and a legendary wolf.
Okay, wait. What did you... And you just, like, put a heart on a string? Or what?
Like, you...
Water on your neck?
You sell the corpse, and then you can use the remaining parts.
Did you, like, make a, like, a coin purse out of it?
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. Like, you just... Whoop,
no, like, you can slap. Make... You can make trinkets if you go to, like, a fence. Like, a guy who buys stolen goods.
So it's just, like, a thing you put on your shelf and look at?
No, it's just, like, in your inventory, but it gives you stat boosts.
Oh, okay.
So
it gives you stat boost. Now it's worth it. Wow. I thought it was just like some garbage
you
kept in your inventory.
Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
I've been trying to be good, but there's the bandit skills or challenges, which I still have not even started. Like I read, you have to rob 5 people,
dude. Yeah.
Every time I try to rob someone, I fuck it up somehow. I'm like, they end up jumping on their horse and riding away, and I'm like, no, come back so I can rob you. I don't know what I'm
tarnation
doing.
And they're out of there.
Right? Or they pull their gun out and start shooting
what
at me.
What about you, like, Lorenzo? Are you doing good guy, bad guy?
I think I'm gonna go on this route. I'm just gonna just.
I'm gonna try to play it good in the game, and then when I get to online, I'm gonna be fucking ruthless.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be the Cowboys and Moon Maces.
Cowboys and Moon Maces.
Cowboys and Moon Maces.
Trademarked. You can't take it. I mean, it's literally trademarked, but we're double trademarking it.
Double trademark. Yeah. Yep. We know that we have this on lockdown. Double.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I gotta go pee out this bad beer. So for episode 53, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Lorenzo.
Yeah!
Yeah! Come on back now.